They shrieked unto Baal. They danced over the altar and all around it and said, "Please answer us. Please hear us. Please answer by fire." And when the time came for the evening sacrifice, their God still had not answered. So Elijah stepped up, performed that of covering it up with water, and then he started to pray. And it's a very brief prayer. Just listen to it. "Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God." That was his one motive. And when we can get rid of all those other motives, then God's going to answer by fire. "Let this people know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again." I haven't counted. I counted it. I believe that prayer has about 30-something words in it. Very short, very brief. But then the fire of the Lord fell. And this is the way it'll always take place. What about the altar in your life? Is it intact? What about the offering? Is the altar empty, or does it have your total life on it? Or does it have just a part of you? What about the water? Are you willing to pour the water on trust in anything but God? Anything but God. What about your prayer life? It's only when these things are in place, according to God's prescribed relationship requirement, that Israel is going to fall on its face and everything false is going to be taken down to the brook Kishon and put to death. And was all over. These people to whom he first said, "How long halt ye between two opinions?" were not in between anymore. They said, "The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the..." How would you like to see that happen in America? How would you like to see it happen? It can. It can. But it starts with some Elijah who goes up to some Mount Carmel alone, fashions out the scheme, the strategy as he receives it from God, and then gambles everything on God. Has the fire fallen on you? Has it fallen on your life? If it hasn't, God's waiting with trembling fingertips to dispatch the fire of heaven, the Holy Spirit of God, right into the thick of what you are, if you'll just do what he says. Let me ask you, with the altar there before you, would you be willing tonight to climb up on top of it, spread yourself out, make the burnt offering your total self offered unto God? Would you be willing to do that? Talk to him about it, and then let him have his way. Do what he puts in your heart to do. I'm going to ask that we stand quietly together. And as we stand together, the choir is going to sing our hymn of invitation. And God is ready any time to answer by fire. The fire of his Holy Spirit shedding abroad his love in your heart. And this is the warmest thing there is in the earth. You'll never find it anywhere else except in a relationship with Jesus Christ and through him with his Father. And God the Holy Spirit speaks. He waits to let his fire fall in you and consume the dross and fill up the empty places inside of you. But he waits for that altar to be repaired. He waits for the offering to be made. He waits for the water to be poured on anything else, any hope you have on anything else, or any escape mechanism you have, or any way out except God. He waits for you to pour the water on it. He waits for you just to pray, to say, "Lord, here am I. Breathe your fire into me and upon me." The choir sings. The prayer altar is open for anybody who wants to come and pray. We want to ask you to do what God puts in your heart to do. If you're not a Christian, let Jesus have his way in your life. Whatever the need of your heart, settle it between you and Christ and come to do what he puts in your heart to do this evening. The choir sings.